James Comer vows to subpoena Biden family members in next step of Biden business probe. By Wendell Hasebo on February 16, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K. White, stated Tuesday that the next step in the committee's probe into the Biden family business is to issue subpoenas to Hunter and James Biden if they fail to provide requested documents and communications relevant to the ongoing investigation of the family for tax evasion, wire fraud, and money laundering. James has apparently not responded to Comer's letter dated February 7. While Hunter denied the demand, claiming the committee has no legitimate oversight or legislative purpose to compel the information. The next step will be subpoenas, Comer told Fox News. We will use the subpoena power. For the subpoenas to win in court, we have to give them every opportunity to supply that information to us, Comer said. The ball is in their court. Comer said his investigation into the Biden family business is legitimate because it has a legislative purpose. Hunter's high-powered lawyers claimed Comer's demand letter lacked a legislative purpose. The Democrats have been complaining about influence peddling. The Biden family has obviously been influence peddling. So we need to define what is influence peddling. We need to make stricter ethics laws, Comer explained. We also need to increase disclosure laws for family members doing business overseas with our advisories while they have a relative that serves in the White House. We can't fully understand the extent of what these laws need to be until we know the exact amount of money that the Biden family took in, including from the sources, Comer said, noting the family has made at least tens of millions of dollars from many business deals spanning at least 12 separate nations over the years, including when President Joe Biden was vice president. Several members of the Biden family have engaged in influence peddling while Joe Biden was an elected official. Frank Biden, Joe Biden's younger brother, admitted he did so while Biden was president, CNN reported. On Tuesday, reported court documents show James Biden, Joe Biden's older brother, secretly negotiated a $140 million settlement deal in 2012 between a U.S. company and the Saudi Arabian government because of his relationship with then-Vice President Joe Biden. The instances of Hunter influence peddling are more well known. In multiple examples from whistleblowers, Joe Biden has been directly involved in the family business, despite claims he has not been. According to Hunter's laptop from hell, an email shows a proposed percentage distribution of equity in a company created for a joint venture with SK China Energy Company and Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, the Biden family, and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party. Sent on March 13, 2017, the proposed business venture included 10 held by H for the big guy? Bobulinski confirmed the big guy was a reference to Joe Biden. In another example of influence peddling, Hunter sent a detailed email to his business partner on April 13, 2014, about Ukraine in relation to a Ukrainian business deal. The email was found on Hunter's laptop from hell. In April 2014, Hunter also joined the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma, 4 years before Joe Biden bragged he forced the firing of prosecutor Viktor Shokin in 2016 for investigating Burisma. Despite Hunter's lack of experience in Ukraine or the energy sector, he was paid $83,000 per month by the energy company, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine, Peter Schweitzer, senior contributor at Breitbart News, reported. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.